Oh, good morning, Kiri. It's Ruth Williams here. A bit of a long time. Oh, stop it. Us retired people are very busy people, you know this. One of the people I used to work with, I love people I used to work with. he still works there. He picked up a rainbow lorikeet. Was it 2 days ago? And I've got him now. I mean, I had him yesterday, and I've sort of observed him. They called him Vlad, after Dracula and, bats and things like that, because he kept on hanging upside down. I don't know whether I don't know whether he's been pecked on the back of the head or feathers pulled out or something, but I sort of feel as though he's not flying. I don't know whether he's got a head trauma or what, but he's just been sitting next to the water bowl today and yesterday afternoon. So I mean, we've put flowers in there, and he's got his dry. We've put the dry up there, and he climbs around the walls a bit, but he's not really doing a lot. So I was just wondering, could I bring him up there today? Yeah, well, that's what I was sort of thinking. That's what we just sort of thought. Well, we'll keep an eye on him, yesterday, and just see how he goes. But no, well, he's not flitting about. Like, I went in and I thought, oh, he's what? It's a fairly big water bowl. He could get in and bath in it. It's not deep, but he could get in there and have a bath. But he's just sort of standing next to it, and I thought, oh, the tide's out a bit. So I went and got some more water and tipped it in there, and he just took a couple of steps back, whereas other, yeah, if they're a bit, if they're not, if they're well, they'd be, screeching their heads off at you and flitting or running away. But he just sort of took a couple of, I'd call it lazy steps back, sort of thing. So he's in a big, we've put him in, oh, not a big aviary, but it's, big enough for him to sort of, if he wanted to do a bit of a half a flit, he could do that. But he's just not really doing anything much. So, yeah, we'll drop him off, and we've got some things we've got to do a bit later on in the morning. So if we sort of, I don't know, come up about 10:30 or something, and or 10:45 or something like that, and then we can drop him off, and you can sort of let us know a bit later on. I mean, I understand you guys are busy. I'm not the only person in the world. I'm not that special. Okay then. Thank you very much, Kiri. See ya. Bye.